Last year, raw milk enthusiasts were almost successful in their efforts to legalize its sale. A bill passed the legislature with bipartisan support, but then Governor Jim Doyle vetoed it, citing safety concerns. Republican Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend, who's co-sponsoring new legislation, says that he hopes to get it signed into law this time around.
Scott Walker has implied during the campaign that if a bill got to his desk, he would view it sympathetically.
But more questions about raw milk safety have emerged this month after unpasteurized milk from an unnamed farm sickened at least 16 kids and family members who drank it at an event in Racine. One person was hospitalized. Grothman, however, says that incident doesn't give him pause.
I drink raw milk, and what happened in Racine will not prevent me from drinking milk in the future. I know the things you should look out for when you drink raw milk.
As written, the new bill lacks a lot of safeguards that were included in the last, like requiring all farmers to test their milk for pathogens. That irks Scott Rankin, chair of UW's Food Science Department.
The latest one that's been proposed is so oversimplified. You know, it doesn't even come up to the standard of any food, really.
Rankin served on a committee of dairy experts that published a lengthy report on raw milk safety recommendations. And while their suggestions were not included in the new bill, Grothman says he's open to amending it. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.